As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average is still 2% down for the year. What is happening there?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The economy has clearly picked up and over the last 2 years has added 2.8 million new jobs per year. Consumer sentiment is running close to its highest level since before the recession. The economy grew at a rate of 2.4% for each of the last 2 years, and many economists expect it to continue to grow at the same rate in 2016. Dow Jones Industrial Average, on the other hand, peaked last May above 18,000, then dropped to 16,500 by the end of January of this year, a drop of 10%. This felt catastrophic. People were telling me how much money they lost and why all of this was the administration's fault. I did not hear any compliments or credits attributed when the same index rose by 157% between February of 2009 and February of 2015, during a period when the economy expanded by only 13%. What made this cycle so different from all the previous ones has been the Fed's almost direct intervention in the stock market. While the Fed didn't directly purchase any stocks, by buying bonds from the major brokerage houses, it significantly increased their liquidity to balance their portfolios. Those brokerage houses purchased more stocks. This is a monetary policy engineered to push up the stock market, and it worked. There are, however, always unintended consequences. The stock market clearly rose significantly higher than anything resembling rational expectations of future financial values in this economy. So at the time, many in the market argued that the stock market has decoupled from the economy. This provided a lot of entertainment for economists. The unintended consequences of that much almost free money being pumped into the market were not only the excessive growth of the stock market, but also the fact that the continuation of such growth became dependent on the Fed's supersized expansionary monetary policy. This is not to say that slower growth in China and the drop in oil prices did not impact the market, but those impacts pale in comparison with the Fed's de facto declaration of the end of its non-permanent involvement in pushing the stock market up, at least for the time being. The reality is that the market goes up and down. And if we take a long-term view of it and adjust the numbers for inflation, we can see that between 2007, before the start of the Great Recession, and the end of last year, Dow Jones Industrial Average, adjusted for inflation, rose by only 10%, almost the same exact amount that the inflation-adjusted GDP rose during the same period. In the long term, the market is not decoupled from the economy, and almost all non-permanent monetary attempts to move it in one direction or another eventually prove temporary. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.